Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
This is a weekend interview with Trump shed light on some of his priorities. He said mass deportations would begin with convicted criminals,
but ultimately saying they could include any immigrants in the country illegally, even if they have children that are U.S. citizens. Trump confirming his plan to try to end birthright citizenship on day one, even though it's enshrined in the 14th Amendment, suggesting he may try to amend the Constitution.
One of Trump's administration picks, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, has been criticized for past statements supporting the Assad regime in Syria. There's now a vacuum in Syria after the Assad government collapsed. He was granted political asylum in Russia. Search continues for the killer of the United Healthcare CEO, and Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2024, polarization. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers says he will not be helping President-elect Donald Trump fulfill one of his biggest campaign promises. Trump has said he'll activate the National Guard for mass deportations of people who are here in the U.S. illegally. Evers says don't count on Wisconsin. He will not send troops to help with that effort. And developments here in Madison after Act 10 was repealed last week. The local teachers union has already reached out to the school district to start bargaining. The right to collective bargaining was stripped from union workers in 2011, thanks to Act 10, the signature legislation from then-Governor Scott Walker. Now that a Dane County judge has restored the right to collective bargaining, the local teachers union is demanding negotiations with the district. Madison Teachers, Inc. reached out to the administration saying they're ready to come to the table. Staff from the district say they're consulting lawyers and figuring out next steps. In regards to the actual court case, Republicans have already filed an appeal of the ruling. The issue will almost certainly end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And timing could matter because right now the court has a liberal majority, but there's an election in the spring to fill the seat of Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who's retiring. And I saw tons of people over the weekend bringing home their Christmas trees. Did you know that you could actually go into some Wisconsin state forests and cut your own? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Adamus goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a seven-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played four seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s with wind southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 here by this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 30. On Wednesday, some light snow with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
There are going to be times, potentially, when one side tries to stack the deck and lock in a permanent grip on power, either by actively suppressing votes or politicizing the armed forces or using the judiciary, the criminal justice system to go after opponents. And in those circumstances, pluralism does not call for us to just stand back and say, well, I'm not sure, that's okay. In those circumstances, a line has been crossed and we have to stand firm.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We're the ones we're waiting for. I'm still living on hopium. I don't care. Okay, Christina tweeted at me, some of the hottest women alive rarely even leave their house. Thank you. And Jen Kirkman said, thank you. Okay, I am going to leave my house one more time, though, for D.C. sexy liberals.
Yes.
January 18th, Day of the Women's March, and then we just announced this morning it will also be available pay-per-view.
That's right.
The last one, the big finale, the extravaganza.
On sale now.
Uh-huh.
Go to sexyliberal.com.
You know who was at Albuquerque Sexy Liberal, which is and the sexiest a little. They are hot tamales, let me just say, in Albuquerque. Debriana Mancini and Lisa Lucas, the authors of That Time We Ate Our Feelings.
I love that title.
I know, it's so perfect.
Yeah.
Good morning, gals.
Morning. We're still eating our feelings. It just never ends.
That's right.
Well, this is described as born out of the fear and uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. That Time We Ate Our Feelings is our love letter to comfort food, storytelling, and you. We hope you find a lot of warmth, care, and new favorite meals in these pages. Doesn't this feel like we're in another trauma? Someone said, like, 2016, I was so depressed, but this election felt like the second plane hitting the tower. I mean, people are having a hard time.
Exactly.
COVID,
they're
literally comparing it to other traumas in America. Mm-hmm.
So true. We're bottoming out. I mean, it's just, we thought, but at this point, that we would not be doing this anymore.
Well, our publisher was like, now you got to calm down the COVID and you got to calm down the trauma and, you know,
but blah, we're coming out of that.
It's not going to happen again. So you got to make it a cookbook. And we're like, oh my God, it's so relevant.
Yeah. Two of my best friends and I went to see Wicked yesterday and we realized we haven't been out to a movie. And like, I feel like a lot of COVID stuck. Like we just didn't, you know, we don't go out as well. We don't do some of the same things. It changed our behavior in a lot of ways, but
everything changed.
Yeah, but we were.
You couldn't get sugar. You couldn't get flour. Yeah. Well, and toilet paper, as we know, was.
Yeah.
You know,
and you want to know how sad? We went to an 11:45 movie, and we were all old, and we were like, I can't read. What cinema? Where's Cinema
One? In the morning?
What? Yes.
Oh my God. We went to see Nosferatu last night, uh-huh. So we've been up a long time.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. But obviously, you know, it's interesting timing going into the holidays because, you know, we always say food is love. It has, you know, we connect it to the holidays, but that's why people needed it during COVID. But so these are 150 recipes for comfort food from the heart. Sunnier days ahead, Meyer lemon squares. Mmm. I want to be curled up on my couch with the cat stuffed meatloaf. That's weird. Salt roasted potatoes to get you through the night. It's a warming, judgment-free collection of recipes. Now, I've confessed, although if I hadn't, Chris would have told you, I am a crappy cook. Well, so I appreciate that these seem relatively idiot-proof, these recipes.
We are not chefs. We are home cooks. Yes. So we're, you know, we're doing whatever. We just started doing what everybody was doing.
Yeah.
Cooking at home, we both know how to cook. We come from cooking families. We had no idea when we started doing this live on Facebook. I called Lisa and I was like, let's just, you go Tuesday, I'll go Thursday, and we'll see who joins us. When we started, we cooked for 143 days in a row every single day.
Wow.
And it was helping people cope, you know, and we had a carrot cake go viral, and next thing we knew, we had thousands of followers all around the world. And people needed us, and we needed them, you know, and we didn't know what it was called, but we started a micro food community, and it just,
yeah,
you know,
well,
from there.
I think people are using all kinds of coping mechanisms now to deal with this period. Like, we just keep saying, you do you, take care of yourself, whatever you, but food is self-care. I mean, I'm balls deep in Madam Secretary because, A, I want to marry Tia Leone, and B, I want to live in a world where we elected a really smart lady president. So, you know, but I just, whatever, dog videos, cat videos, whatever it is that you need to sort of disconnect.
I know. I just got a new computer, and the computer guy said to me, because I had my Harris Waltz sticker on the back, he goes, she didn't win. Do you want to take this off? I said, no.
No.
Nope.
And also, no. Eat me. and I'm a chef, so I meant that in a really...
oh my God!
Yeah. So this was a Facebook sensation, Corona Kitchen, right? That and yeah. You know, but these and plus it's so pretty and the pictures are so nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's to the lovely and talented Panina Meisels, who was just turns out Jacques Pepin and Julia Child's photographer, who was part of the community and contacted us and was like, "I want to help you.
Wow.
I will do the
wow."
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Cool. It was a crazy collaboration of so many people that were just in the thick of it like we were.
Yeah. I you know, I lost my mom at 100 years old. I'm not. I mean, I'm almost 100, but my mom
no,
was.
No, you're not. You're in your 40s.
I'm right there with you.
I think I should clarify. I'm not almost 100.
You're under the 40. You're
I'm not
40.
Sure how the lighting is this morning. But anyway, but, you know, I mean, we all have those things. Her homemade vegetable soup was just, like, the best. And yeah, I'm like, yeah. To this day, none of us knows how to make it because it just was so complicated. And she improvised it. And, yeah, it was. We always say everything but the kitchen sink was in there. It took her all day. But it just, it's love, right? It reminds you.
That's what comforts you. It's something you can go to. It's very much self-care. Everybody has to eat. So find the thing that. Yeah. Envelops you and can nourish you.
And
this time we're going to need it.
And you can share with others. I mean, that's the whole other thing, too. Like, my matzo ball soup in there is like, will cure anything that ails you. And it's the secret family recipe.
Not secret anymore. My Thanksgiving one. People ask for it every year. Is my mom's Polish sauerkraut.
Oh, Lisa's a big sauerkraut girl.
I'm Croatian, so they're
okay. Chris always points out the one time I burned it. However,
that's hard to do. So.
I think my mom used to use like bacon fat, but I just use like regular oil.
And you fry the sauerkraut.
Okay, I'll explain it. Hold, please. Okay. Here's what I do, girls. So you get like a jar of, right?
Sauerkraut,
okay. Right? And you just put it into, you know, boil it with a little bit of water, a little bit, 20 minutes, and then drain the water out. And then meanwhile, you stir fry mushrooms, onions, right?
In bacon fat?
Yeah, well, you can use bacon or just olive oil, whatever you want to use.
But everything's better with bacon.
That's
right. Mushrooms, onions, whatever. And then you put the sauerkraut in there. You stir fry it. What's the secret ingredient? Dill. You put dill in there. It's delicious.
That's it. That
you know what? Everybody has their way.
My friend and I were going to, I used to joke that she put booze in literally every single thing she cooked, and we were going to do the everything's better with booze cookbook. Because I was like, do you put booze in everything?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, she drank it, put it in there, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's all part of it.
Yeah.
Well, right now we need even more. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God. So, Deb, I did not know the fun fact about you, that you were in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, which I should have known, in that we were in the do we call it the Kirk or the, what do we call it, Albuquerque?
The Q.
The Q?
The Q. Okay.
We call it the Quirky.
Yeah, the Quirky. That works.
Yeah. I'm the Quirker.
And Lise, you're also a writer, producer, actor. You've written more than produced and written more than 30 television series.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
I've had still have a long career, hopefully, in TV and film. But
you know, ageism. So God only knows.
It's just we could go on and on. Our next book is probably going to be some Hollywood tales and cocktails and cookies or something like that. But Debriana and I have been doing this for a long time, and we just never thought it was going to be this.
We
met because of the industry, but the only time we would see each other was at political.
Here, your little potty mouth, minx. By the way, I bring up your careers, not
one.
I bring up your careers not to about you, but to ask, can you set me up with Taya Leone? That's the main thing.
Oh, stop it.
Stephanie Louise Miller.
It's Steph, honestly. Anything's possible.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Just asking.
Those are always the positive.
What are these delicious things on the cover? Those look fantastic.
So those are vegetarian chicken, or what? Actually, vegetarian pot pies that you can
put chicken.
You can do chicken or whatever, but...
We don't suggest cats and dogs. That's the only thing.
Right.
Apparently, they've all been eaten ever since the election. They're all gone now.
They disappeared off the hors d'oeuvre list. I don't know why.
My God. I was reading a meme earlier. Don't get me started on the mainstream media, but they said, it turns out they're eating the cats and they're eating the dogs. Turned out to be a more compelling message than, let me help you buy your first house. I mean, don't tell me this was about the economy. Kamala Harris had any number of really good practical plans, right? Yeah.
My goal is to get you into the Joe and Mika slot.
Ah,
they
need
you.
Thank you.
Well, we've been there before.
any friend of Bob Seska's is a friend of ours. That's how I heard about you initially.
Yes. In fact, we have a lot of mutual friends in the book. Bob Seska, Carl Frisch.
Wait, what page am I on?
Angela has a chili recipe in here.
Oh, wow.
House Parks has a quiche.
Yeah. Can you believe I got through this whole interview without reading the part about me? What page is it? Do you know? You don't know.
Thank you, Stephanie, at the end. Do you want me to find it?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Sure.
Yeah, we poached a lot of people from you. Get it? Poached?
Poached. That's a cooking term.
That's a cooking joke.
That is a cooking term.
I could be funny.
I was mostly like, who are these new super hot ladies at Albuquerque Sexy Liberal?
So on page 301, we say, thanks to Stephanie Miller for pre-screening our guests, LOL.
Oh.
You thieving whores. All right. Guys, thank you so much. This looks like so much fun and perfect in time for the holidays. That Time We Ate Our Feelings by Debriana Mancini and Lisa Lucas.
We have book soup tonight in L.A. signing books if anybody's around.
Yeah. Sweet. Out. And say hello. And you had dinner with the lovely and talented Jodie Hamilton.
Yes.
So fun. Well, and her pretty husband,
Oh,
isn't he pretty?
He's so pretty.
He's very pretty.
And doesn't she seem sweet and kind on the outside, but inside she's a simmering ball of like sex rage. You'll see what I mean.
Sex rage.
Sex rage. When did that?
What? Yeah.
Sex snarly.
Oh my
weirdo.
God.
Okay.
Snarly sexy.
Yeah. She is. Well, right back at you. All right, girls. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Happy holidays.
Thanks,
stop poaching guests. Have them with a nice Chianti.
Yeah.
18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Speaking of Jodie Hamilton, smart, funny, kind, sweet, snarly, sexy, and prescient.
What did you call her? A sex?
Sex. Anger.
Sex anger?
A snarling ball of sex anger. I don't know. I'm just making this up. Listen, she knew to start using Credo Mobile 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because why? You can make a difference in the world. They are the nation's only progressive phone company, so they're in line with your values. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. It's just such a feel-good move,
man.
And you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring a current phone. Bring a current number. Here we go. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller's, you get it. Miller. Hi. What? Is that toast? Am I having it? Okay.
Smelling oranges?
What? Oranges? Oh, it's coming from the cookbook. Okay. It's CredoMobile.com. The code is Steph25, CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition. And I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
What's that? Yeah.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Blue is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Stephanie Miller.
Are you making that Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, to the left. No, not to the right. Just to the left. The Advocate tweeted, MAGA husband, giving wife orgasms, not babies, is gay sex. I'm not going to have gay...
Sorry.
I'm not going to have gay sex, Luke Moody said. I'm going to guess his wife is definitely Moody.
Mm, I would imagine.
Oh, she is a Moody.
She was giving him a look in the photo that accompanied
that. I am not going to have gay sex, Luke Moody said, of sex that gives his wife an orgasm but not a pregnancy. Wow. MAGA ladies, come on over to the light. Wow.
Yeah.
In a totally unrelated story, Nick Fuentes.
Oh, my God.
Did you see this?
Yeah,
he was arrested in Illinois last week on a charge of battery after he allegedly pushed a woman down the stairs of his home and pepper sprayed her last month. So he, good God. What? You know what? JoJo from Jurors said you shouldn't dox people, give their
of
home address.
Not.
Because
Never.
Now they've, you know. So she defended him and now they've done it to her and she's getting death threats and whatever. Just stop it, everybody. This is why we're not for, I mean, I get dark humor, but it's not funny that the, you know, United Healthcare guy got.
No.
Executed on the street.
Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas.
Exactly.
It's Christmas. I like the original version. They did do a Don't Be a D. It's Christmas.
This was a SpongeBob SquarePants song that we're talking about.
I just don't want to be them. We were talking to Malcolm about January 6th and, you know, all this, you know, violence that they excuse regularly on the right. And I don't want to be for that. We were talking about the wife of the Oath Keepers guy. Is that the one good eye guy? Stuart Rhodes?
The guy with one good eye. Well, because he shot it out.
Right.
Right.
He shot his own eye out, which is why we think it's okay to say he has
one good eye.
Well, she's going to be keeping an eye out for him. But she's terrified. She said her husband's dangerous. Why she fears if Trump pardons him and he gets released. She said she went on to say she put a lot of faith in the American justice system to keep her safe from Rhodes. She had agreed to testify against him at the bail hearing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the whole thing about the rule of law that is just, you know, about to go, what's the word? Bluey. Kablooey?
Kablooey?
Something. Like, this was a in my J6 stack, the former head of D.C. Police's intelligence branch was a sympathizer of the far-right Proud Boys who leaked sensitive law enforcement information about an investigation into their national chairman, federal prosecutors just said recently. I mean, I really do fear for the rule of law. I mean, and just in general, because I just think we have never seen anything like this in our history that we're gonna see starting in January. Jeffrey, Leader Jeffries on Doge, which is not a department, it's a project, like a
thing.
Arts and crafts.
It's clear to me what exactly the objective is related to this so-called Doge initiative. From our perspective, we want a federal government that is effective and efficient and equitable. And to the extent the other side of the aisle shares that objective, which is what is right for the American people, then we'll see if there's common ground that's possible. Democrats will, of course, have to be directly involved to the extent that there is any legislative aspect of this. And we will, by necessity, be engaged because it's clear that the incoming House Republican majority will not be able to do much without us.
Can I just say, don't we have another minute?
Yeah.
Ro Khanna said he's open to bipartisan cooperation with Elon Musk and Doge. No, I say no.
Computer says no.
He said how is he going to get rid of waste? He's going to pull Social Security up by the roots.
And fire a bunch of people.
Thank you. Senator Warren has bashed his new cost-cutting department by claiming he will go after Medicare and Social Security because he said he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
So don't cooperate? I'm with Maxwell Frost. Here he is.
We're going to find room where we can work together, of course, over the next 2 years with our Republican colleagues. But let's be honest about Doge and this whole thing. It's a joke. We're talking about two billionaires
who are
cosplaying as government officials, not an actual department of this government. It's an X account right now. And here's my thing. I'm all for making our government more efficient. But we got to look at the proposition here.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't make people furious that Social Security that you've paid into your entire life, they're trying to tell you that you might not get that, that's not your money. It is our money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Harry Littman, hero of democracy, next.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface. Meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's
they're going to go in there and they're going to knock some heads together and they're going to bring out all of the scallywags and the evildoers to make sure we have a clean government again. Do you kind of see that, the way he's positioned his team?
It's absolutely what it is. If you look at the fact that we have billionaires who have created companies now helping to clean up a bad economy, clean up a government where we don't have efficient spending, and run the country like they run their businesses, much like Donald Trump. That's why he's a billionaire.
Ah, it's been bankrupt how many times?
Six.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, Chris.
What?
Who said, I have written my last op-ed for the Times. Yesterday, I resigned my position. I don't want to continue to work for a paper that is appeasing Trump and facilitating his assault on democratic rule for craven reasons. Who said that?
Fred Flintstone.
No.
No, that was a horribly bad guess. It was Harry Littman, Los Angeles Times. My resignation is a protest and a visceral reaction against the conduct of the paper's owner. He has made several moves to force the paper over the forceful suggestions of his staff into a posture more sympathetic to Donald Trump. Those moves can't be defended as the sort of policy adjustment papers undergo from time to time, and that an owner within limits is entitled to influence, given the existential stakes for our democracy that I believe Trump's second term poses, and the evidence that Soon Shiong is currying favor with the president-elect. They are repugnant and dangerous. Who said that?
Mr. Slate.
No!
Harry Littman, our legal lab.
Professor Harry Littman.
Only we need somebody that knew something about the judiciary.
Can someone say judiciary?
Harry Littman, former U.S. Attorney, Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
Talking Fed, fantastic podcast.
Hello again, everybody. Harry
Littman.
Yep.
Me, my legal lad.
Littman.
Harry Littman, one of our legal lab.
Judiciary.
Littman.
Contributing columnist for the Washington Post.
Harry
Littman.
Professor of Constitutional Law at both UCLA.
Littman.
Regular commentator at MSNBC, CNN, Fox.
Littman.
We love you, Harry Littman. Oh, you big giant brain.
Please welcome Harry.
Wow, this jingle was psychic.
I just
relayed
my childhood from Jeopardy to the Flintstones to Batman. All right.
This just jingle was psychic because you are. You are Batman. Here you are to save the day.
Yeah.
I emailed you. I
can't be the boy wonder anymore, I guess. Yeah.
I bet you still look good in tights. No, but I told you by email, I'm so proud of you. And it is so, I agree with everything you wrote in your op-ed. And we just talked off air about, you know, there are people like Mark Elias, like David Frum, like Olivia Troy, like you, that are modeling courage. And as I say every day, courage is contagious, and so is cowardice. And so good for you, because, you know, this cost you something. You've been an amazing columnist for the LA Times for, what, 15 years, right?
I mean, off and on, I've been their senior legal columnist for the last three. But, you know, it cost me something, but it wasn't, I think, so hard, really. I mean, we had a sort of, you probably already talked about the 45-minute little Lollapalooza that Trump had last night, and he talked about pardoning January 6th defendants and going after his enemies and lies about tariffs. And really, when you push on it, lies underlie everything. And we're really at a critical moment, it seems to me, where he's now going after the FBI and the military, and there aren't that many guardrails you can really point to. And man, yeah. Oh man, the press has to be one of them. And when you're former paper, it's just more and more wanting to be the very words, fair and balanced.
Yeah.
And there's no balance here. There's a side that's talking truth and democratic values, et cetera, and there's a side that's lying about it. Media can't make it their role to sort of say on the one hand, on the other hand. There is no other hand here. I really do think we're in a bad spot where we can't even agree on facts. And just one more quick thing, which is nobody suggests that it was, a reconsideration of his immigration policies or anything. Both the Post, Washington Post, and the Times just flinched at the last minute. He made two of the biggest papers in the country stand down before he's even taken office, man. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah. By the way, we have something in common. I also quit my LA Times column, but it's only because I was too lazy to write one anymore. So this isn't really a principled stand.
How did I not know that you had an
I had a humor column in the 90s.
Did you really?
Yeah, I quit. I'm okay. Lazy. I don't think laziness is the same thing as courage. Okay. You said the role and responsibility of the media have never been greater. Thank you. And if major outlets can be bought off and made to cower, the impact on our liberty and freedom of thought is in grave jeopardy. And you talked about this. The owner of the LA Times went on Fox News after the election saying he wanted to make Times more fair and balanced. If that isn't a pander to Fox News, as you pointed out.
Right.
And you said he spiked, you know, an endorsement of Kamala Harris that was already written. You said, first, the idea of balance is fundamentally misplaced. On one side of the balance is a sociopathic liar like Donald Trump. The media has struggled for years to figure out how to call out Trump's incessant lies. He did it again yesterday with Kristen Welker, lied and lied and lied. It's just... Yeah. The people who voted for Trump were fed a relentless false amount on issue after issue, including Trump's signature distortions about immigrants eating pets, committing a disproportionate number of violent crimes, which Fox News and right-wing social media parroted relentlessly. I'm not the only one, Harry, you know, that is saying that was the major element is disinformation in this campaign. Right.
It's so true. Right. I mean, that's part of historians will be puzzling it out. But if you were in the right wing media ecosystem, really, you were fed lie after lie after lie. And that does seem to have been the sort of engine of his victory. OK, so we're in a really rough spot now. But for starters, you know, the free press, if it doesn't play its indispensable role, compare like I think we're way past where we were in Watergate, as David Frum has put it. But man, look what the press did then, how it stood up and other kinds of crises. You haven't when you look at all the guardrails he's somehow mowing down in real time. He hasn't even taken office yet, and for media to be saying, you know, we want the paper's owner is now instituting an AI system, supposedly, that will just measure balance, which I think means you can tabulate people's views, but the truth is the truth. And everybody knows the truth.
Yeah.
LA Times knows the truth. Fox knows the truth. MSNBC, CNN. And man, how you can depart from that again with nobody is saying that, you know, oh, it turns out he's saying the truth, right?
And by the way, I love how you put it. You said there is no on the other hand. Trump is an inveterate liar, and journalists have a defining responsibility to call that out. These are not normal times. Look around. We're in a political, culture, and legal fight of our lifetimes. And you just said no time. It's no time for neutrality and disinterest. It's rather a time for choosing, and a choice for true facts and American values is a necessarily vigorous choice against Donald Trump. And by the way, you wrote all this on your Substack, which that's the other thing. As you were saying, nobody's reading newspapers anymore anyway. So keep doing your vital work. Please follow and, you know, Harry, and read his Substack. You have a fantastic podcast, Talking Feds.
Yep.
I think that's what we're finding in this information ecosystem, Harry, is we've got to get the information out there in other ways. And you don't have to be dependent on the LA Times or Washington Post or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really am staking it for the future now. I want it like everyone else, like you. What the hell do we do now? And I'm trying to get news and ideas to people in the way that it seems they receive it if they're under 70. You know, we got a YouTube channel now and a Substack, and that's right. That's where I put it. I was kind of stunned and really gratified. Man, oh man, it was just a Substack entry, but it got around for sure.
Yeah.
Much more than a cable show would have. Wow.
Well, because that's what people want right now is courage. They want to, you know, you're one of the leaders people are going to follow here, thought leaders and legal leaders and others. I mean, just let me finish your little, just so many of your things like jumped out at me. You just said the conscious pattern of detente with Trump has in fact recast the paper's core identity to one of appeasement with an authoritarian madman, and I am loath to affiliate with that identity in any way. And you closed with your quoting your former editorial editor saying, I want to make clear I'm not okay with us being silent. In dangerous times, honest people need to stand up. This is how I'm standing up. I don't know if you, because I know you're on MSNBC, I don't know if you want to check in on the Joe and Mika.
That's too early for me on the West Coast. Right. Yeah.
But I mean, that's why people are reacting to that kind of cowardice. And David Frum was dead on in everything he wrote. We're all afraid in certain ways. You know, like I was saying, my friend.
I have friends who are really afraid of, like, they'll be all of a sudden tax audits and the like. But the main thing is, you know, we were really reeling after the election, because how could, you know, obviously 50% of America didn't care that much about it. Yeah. But if you look at the landscape, man, it's a serious thing. So I feel like, you know, we're canaries in the coal mine or whatever you call it. But, you know, it's really foreboding. The guy hasn't even taken office yet. And yesterday, he wants to pardon the people we saw, the most violent perpetrators on officers and officials, but also the Capitol in real time. These are, he wants to convert them to, you know, patriots and real, you know.
And everything he said echoes what Kash Patel has said, what Pam Bondi has said. Yes, they are going to prosecute everybody, all his political enemies. You said recently, you know, papers have such an important role to play now. Trump has captured the political arena, or maybe the Supreme Court, and he's now going after the FBI, potentially the military, and really they're one of the few institutions to be able to stand up and push back, and it's in their finest tradition. Trump has made clear he'll go after them. That's an absolute five-alarm fire. Thank you.
That was my main reason for doing it. The other things were like I felt personally, but that's what the hell's going on. And, man, it sucks.
Yeah. You said it's not the time for balance when you have someone who is not telling the truth on the other side. You said it's a deep responsibility. Instead, they cowered. They're worried about their personal holdings and just being threatened by Trump. And that's really a shameful capitulation. And you just said you couldn't be a part of it. And good for you. I mean, I have to get your take on, you know, my friend Adam Schiff. I was just texting with him actually last week. And, you know, I understand him not wanting to take a pardon because he did nothing wrong. Like, Liz Cheney, everybody else. But, you know, Harry, I almost feel like not everybody has $350,000 to get defense lawyers. And, you know, so I don't know what your take is on whether some people, if they take pardons, shouldn't be judged for it because, you know, based on every available evidence, Donald Trump is going to go after people.
It sure looks like it, right? And this is super complicated. It's Biden's last chance to do anything. It will set up a kind of soundbite argument of parody. But you're right. I always start with truth versus lies in the Trump world. And you've got a group of people who've done nothing wrong. And then you have a group of people who that he's going to pardon who have done, you know, really serious crimes against the rule of law. But that's, you know, how do you defend, especially once he's in office, really basically the truth? It's a tough one for Biden, I think. And the short answer is I can understand why people like Schiff would say no, thank you. But that's you don't have to say yes, please. You can just be quiet. And then if the knock on the door comes from the Patel FBI, then you can proffer that little piece of paper that Biden had on leaving office. But come January, he says that January 20th, he's going to right away pardon the January 6th defense verdict. He's not joking around, and it really looks like, you know, he's going to come out with a head of steam doing everything he says. It's a grave moment.
Harry, I can't imagine someone like you that's dedicated your life to the law, you know, a court of law where facts matter, truth matters, evidence matters. This latest, you know, reporting this weekend about Trump's transition team giving this loyalty test to people applying, and they're asked what they thought about the events of January 6th and whether they believe the 2020 election was stolen. The sense they got was there was only one right answer to each question. They note among those being interviewed were applicants who said they gave what they intuited to be the wrong answer, either decrying the violence at the Capitol on January 6th or saying President Biden won in 2020. The answers were met with silence and the taking of notes. They did not get the jobs.
That's not unsubtle, is it? I mean, you know, Kristen Welker asked him, are you now ready to say you lost the 2020 election? His answer,
no,
why should I? There really is this strange plank of his agenda of somehow rewriting history or covering up what we don't know already. Again, at bottom, it's about truth versus lies. Yeah. That's really where we are.
He's trying to rewrite history. I mean, that's what this J6 thing is about. He's going to make sure they say, oh, no, Donald Trump won in 2020. And that's, you know.
On it, that really seems to be like what he's going for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry, good for you. The Batman jingle is perfect for you.
You're a hero. We're keeping you really are a hero.
We're just going to put the giant H up against the sky when we need you. And you...
All right.
Harry, thanks so much. You are a hero of democracy. Yep.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There he goes. Yeah, thanks, our legal
everyone.
Lad.
Bye.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path, my new best friends.
Collagen.
Yes, thank you for blurting that out, Blurty McBlurterson from Blurtown.
Yeah. Collagen
listen,
Town.
I'm sleeping better. I'm telling you, nothing I've ever tried really has worked as well. I'm only doing it in the morning right now. They also have collagen PM, but I'm just doing it in my morning coffee. It's flavorless. You can put it in anything. Native Path Collagen can be added to coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly without clumping. I am anti-clumping.
I've heard.
And these have only the type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut. It is helpful for everything. It is so good for you. I got krill oil from the Antarctic. Oh, my God.
That's
they make
fancy.
Fantastic products that are fantastic for you. Visit getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Cut the crapola, sister. It won't wash here.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now. Now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is Health Beat. Sleepiness and fatigue. They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times.
It's November Monday. Hi, it's the winter fun drive time.
Yes.
Don't you think it'd be a good time to, save America from fascism and keep all your democracy warriors on the air here at Free Speech TV?
That would help.
Hiya. Hi, Randy Rhodes. Hi, Tom Hartman. Hiya. Call 877-378-8669 or go to freespeech.org/donate. Mm-hmm. We're looking at you, viewers who have never given to Free Speech TV. You could give a monthly gift as little as $5, right? If everybody just does it, boom.
Yeah.
Democracy saved.
That's right.
Freespeech.org.
We got to get over the cuteness of sleepiness and confront the biological danger of sleepiness in the workplace.
For more information on sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For HealthBeat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stephanie Miller.
Time. You can't touch this.
Sound the bell. School's in. Yeah.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Yeah. I just said the most old lady thing ever. My equally old friends, Trish and Karen, and I went to see Wicked yesterday, uh-huh. And we were those ladies up too close going, it's too loud. Why is it so loud? If it's too loud for me, that's loud. Wow. I mean,
that's loud if it's too loud.
You've been wearing headphones for a living for the last 40 years.
Hey, Chris, so I was next loud. To guitar amps. Forever.
Okay. All right.
So,
yeah. I'm officially. I used to go to a matinee when I lived in New York for a little while. I used to go to the matinees, you know, on Broadway. And I'm that old lady now that talks way too loud in the middle, right, like quiet parts. Oh, kinky boots.
Why do they call them kinky boots? What makes the boots kinky? Do you have any more candies?
What did they just say?
All right. We have a little bit of breaking news.
Uh-huh.
Police in Pennsylvania take man into custody for having a similar weapon that was used in the insurance CEO assassination. Yeah. So no more details on, you know, whether that...
Same sparkling smile?
Okay, I said to Don Lemon, my new best friend who I was texting with,
uh-huh.
That smiley one is a kind of resting gay face. And he said, Don said, wasn't he flirting with a woman? And he said, well, maybe he was complimenting her shoes.
Yeah, that's funny. Lemon is funny.
He is funny.
Funny. I'm going to do his show.
Oh,
will you let us know when you're booked?
I sure will.
Okay.
Lara Trump has resigned as RNC chair. Oh, another role she's not qualified for, the Senate seat. She said it's something I would seriously consider. Oh, would you? God, lucky us. Fantastic.
Nice.
Lucky Florida.
Nepo baby. What? Does Meghan McCain think she's a Nepo baby? Oh, a lot of people are asking, ¿dónde está J.D. Vance?
Si.
Yeah, where has he been?
See.
Si. He's missing in action.
Mm-hmm.
According to John Bolton, who I really could shut up now. We needed you to talk under oath, but okay. He was asked about the presence of Elon Musk at many of Trump's events with foreign world leaders. Oh, my God, can he get his doughy, stupid body in more photo ops?
He's so gross.
And now he's, like, toting kids around for photo ops. Bolton said, well, you know, it's like Musk has become vice president. Great. Great. What did he spend? $250 million. If you want to know, so spare me with your stupid
stuff.
Election analysis. It's because the richest man in the world spent $250 million to spread disinformation. Mm-hmm. All right. Any story where Marjorie Taylor Greene gets booed, I'm happy about.
All right. Good.
Did you see her? It was Friday. She was on the steps of the Supreme Court. They were hearing oral arguments to challenge Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care. The crowd booed her loudly. She said, "What you're hearing is an outcry from the demons and those that worship evil that are abusing our children."
Oh my God.
Blah,
shut
blah,
up.
Blah, blah. Brainwashing our children to believe the lies that come directly from Satan. Oh, she's a little church lady.
Church lady was on Saturday. Church lady made an appearance on Saturday Night Live past weekend.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz was on, and
uh-huh.
So was Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, people playing.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to be rude, but she's like the main basher of trans kids, and she looks like Barney Rubble in a dress. I'm just saying. Am I the only one that noticed it?
Barney Rubble does wear a dress.
He does.
That's what I mean. She looks like Barney Rubble. Donald Trump has assembled a cabinet advisory team valued at a staggering $10 billion, and that excludes Elon Musk. It includes 11 billionaires. So there you go, Price of Eggs voters. They're looking out for you. Yes, Jody
Daniel
Hamilton.
Penny has been found not guilty.
Who?
In his crime. Daniel Penny, the guy that held that kid on the subway, he's been found not guilty.
Well, on that note, thanks for that wet blanket.
Well, it's breaking news.
All right. Best of luck to all of us. We only have one more week till vacation. Whee!
No, two more.
Two more.
This week and next week.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
That's 2 weeks.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk about some of our favorite holiday movies, some of them you've probably never heard of.
And we'll ask for your picks as well.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.